further.
Be it deeper?
Yeah, but using the word drive, the nail's got to be...
drove deeper.
Okay, that's fine. And the part of that covers the top of the house is the what? The outside part of your house on the top.
Well, some people call it a saddle.
A which?
Saddle.
I haven't heard of that. What's that? You said something I got to hear.
Saddle bow.
What now?
Saddle bow, where to sit down on top of it to keep it from leaking.
Huh, where is this? Is it on the very tippy top?
On top of the house. See that? Cow barn, I tell you, see that board, that piece of tin on top?
Right up on the very tippy top?
Right on the tip top. That's about an 8-inch piece, and it's got a curve, a groove in it, and it slits right down over that, right down over that tin.
Oh, I didn't know that. And that's called a what now?
It's about an 8-inch tin.
No, what do you call it now? What was the word?
Saddle board.
Oh. And what do you call the whole thing then, with the saddle board and everything? The tin and everything? Just the roof?
Uh-huh.
The roof?
Well, I know it would be a solid house like that. It'd be a roof over the complete building.
Okay. Gee, I'm glad you mentioned that top piece, because I hadn't heard that before, the saddle board.
Well,
do you use those on houses as well as on barns?
Uh-huh.
Do you use a saddle board on top of a house as well as on a barn?
Yeah.
I know, I hadn't heard that before.
Well, that is strictly essential for on that dairy barn. It was the same way, but if you don't put a saddle board on that, where that tin comes up together that way, it'll leave cracks and it'll rain down through there. You put this other across there and there ain't no rain.
Oh, I hadn't heard that before. What do you call the little things along the edge of a roof that carry off the water on a high?